This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains on 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100, the flight. 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley of the North. KTGO, KLTC, iHeartMedia app. Lots of apps out there for you to download us on the KTGO or WZFG website, and just take them with you wherever you go. It really is a nice way to go. All right, let's see here. I want to tell you, follow up on one road report I had earlier. 1804 shut down by 118th. Trucks on their sides, even have a plow truck on its side. They texted back that that's at Lund's Landing. Three trucks and pickups all mangled together. Police can't get to them. Oh, that doesn't sound good at all. Another listener, south of Mandan, gravel roads extremely difficult, tough to walk around the feedlot. Been on my hind end a couple of times. Driving tractors off the road or on, a real challenge. Blue sky in the west will be better this afternoon. Yeah, so we're getting that exactly. All right. Rick and Rolog says, when exactly did God turn control of the climate over to mere humans? What colossal arrogance. Read Psalm 2, 1 through 6. That's my word on the whole debate, arrogance. A lot of it to go around among the scientific community. No doubt about that. Texter says, could you please text me the number for more info on the healing event coming to Fergus Falls? Todd, you're not going to let me forget that, are you? We'll be reading it on the air, plus texting that listener. I just need to find it in the pile here. Busy morning. All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. The Talk Radio Town Hall is a staple of ours for our audience on Wednesdays. What's on your mind? Congressman Cramer was asked several times during the campaign for Senate about whether or not he'd be doing something similar in the Senate, and he always answered affirmatively, so we're looking forward to this continuing into the new year as well. Welcome back, Congressman Cramer.
Hey, great to be back as always. I should have taken a picture or shot a little video and sent to you. Maybe we'll do that. But I'm sitting in my very empty house office. It's got all the furniture, but none of the shelves are full. The drawers are all empty. The memorabilia is all off of the walls, and we have to move out by this afternoon. So this is my last day in my house office.
You have a lot of memorabilia too, so you got to move that to the new spot. And I mean, how do they organize? I imagine they've done that enough that it becomes a well-oiled machine. But have they got a pretty good system for getting you moved?
The main system is thank goodness I have staff that'll be working for me in January that moved a lot of the stuff that will go into the Senate office. The vast majority of stuff does not. I mean, it belongs to the House, all of the furniture. The one thing they let you take if you want, I think, is your desk. I chose not to. I don't need another desk. But so all of the electronics, the computers, the TVs, even the globe and the flags, that all remains back here. So it's just more personal stuff that's specific to me that goes over to the Senate, you know, various plaques and awards and whatnot, recognitions, gifts that are appropriate to stay with me. Go, other stuff stays right here in the House, and Kelly Armstrong will inherit a bunch of it, and some of it he'll want, and some of it he'll want to replace.
So officially become a senator when you're sworn in on January 3rd. Is that the official date, or is it unofficial?
That's right. That's right, Scott. So that's when you become a senator. Right now, they call you senator-elect, of course, and although I prefer Kevin. But the Senate does move quicker in one regard and then much slower in another. So I already have two full-time Senate staff people, my chief of staff and my administrative director, now work for the office of the senator-elect. It's a transition office over on the Senate side, and that transitional office remains my office until I get a permanent office, and that's where things move slower. Yeah, the permanent office, there's this chain reaction. As the eight retiring members move out, their offices become available, then the next eight senior senators decide whether they want to move into one of those open offices or not. I've never been in Senator Orrin Hatch's office, but given his seniority, he probably has a really nice one. So there likely somebody will move into that and some of the others. And then, then you go down the seniority list and people fill in from there until such time as the last eight offices remain open and they clean them all up and then put some paint on the walls or whatever else they do. And then the last eight of us will move into our offices. And that probably takes place sometime in May or June.
Wow, so that's a ways off. Now, is the good get for an office the a bigger room, a bigger conference center, more space, or is it the location from the office to the Senate floor?
Yes. So all of those things are important, and different things are more important to different people. I will tell you, I've been more creature of convenience than I have been of luxury in the House, and probably won't change about me. What's the good working space? The convenience to the floor is not unimportant, even with the subway system or the train, indoor train system. Going back and forth between the floor, the Capitol itself, and the office is not, it's time. That's what it is. It's time. And so, I tend to be a little more convenient oriented than ceremonial oriented. But, being a freshman and taking the last eight offices, there's probably a pretty good chance that you don't have a lot of pick anyway.
If you have a question or comment, as always, 258-0550. John in Minot does for Congressman Kramer, Senator-elect Kevin Kramer on the program today. Go ahead.
Yeah, what do you think about Pelosi for Speaker of the House? I heard last night on the radio that if Pelosi didn't get enough votes for being Speaker of the House, Trump would try and talk a Republican into voting for Pelosi.
Yeah, so it's really an interesting political question because, the irony is pretty rich, isn't it? That Donald Trump has already sent some messages, right? He's congratulated her. He said she's earned the right to be, she's earned the speakership. She's hardworking. And I don't know if he's sending some signals to Republicans or if he's sending signals to Democrats to vote for her because, of course, she's one of the greatest foils of all time. She's similar to Hillary Clinton for a Republican. She's the gift that keeps on giving. But that said, I don't know if many Republicans could bring themselves to vote for her, to get her over the top. The interesting dilemma, Scotty, that Democrats have, of course, is that no Democrat's going to get more votes than Nancy Pelosi. The problem
is,
Speaker,
do you think is going to be kicked out now that the Republicans gained another senator? They'll have to pick one out.
I'm sorry, say that again?
The Republicans want another senator.
Oh, right.
So that means the Republican or the Democrats are going to have to get rid of one senator.
Well, so how that works, and there'll be some negotiating going on. So Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith was a sitting senator. She was appointed to, to fill this, till the next election, this vacancy that was created in Mississippi when Thad Cochran retired due to health reasons. So we really didn't gain one. We gained a net of two in November, but we just sort of maintained this one with the election of Cindy. But you raised the point of 53 versus 47 as opposed to 52 versus 48. What can that mean? And what it does mean is that in all likelihood, or at least there's a possibility that on the various committees, will at least on several committees, Republicans will have a two-member majority rather than a one-member majority. That is very, very significant. Take the Judiciary Committee as an example. If you only have a one-member majority, you run the risk, if one of those members currently Jeff Flake is one of those members. If one member decides to do something other than what the other you know, several want to do, that one person has an awful lot of power, and they also might need to do something different politically. They may represent a different type of a state. If you're Susan Collins representing Maine, it's not the same as representing North Dakota. And so with that one member majority, you don't have any room to lose a vote because you might not be able to get something out of committee. Having a two member majority in the committee obviously provides a lot more political maneuvering room, and that's very significant. So Senator Smith, Cindy Hyde Smith winning last night was very significant in that sense. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean, however, to your question, that the Democrats have to remove somebody. It may just mean that they add one more seat to the committee, and that seat would be held by a Republican. But all of that has to be negotiated between Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer.
John, thanks for the call. Quick answer, Pelosi win the speakership or not, do you think?
I think she does ultimately, Scotty. I don't see how they have a choice.
More after this with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. With the combination of existing stressors in our industry right now, the pileup of stressors can leave farmers feeling powerless and frustrated. Dr. Sean Brotherson, NDSU Extension Family Specialist, explains that talking with others, taking time to assess options, and developing proactive steps to pursue are valuable in being able to regain a sense of control when facing challenges. Stress signals are warning signals, like the yellow light flashing on the dashboard, that indicates the need to slow down and focus on wellness. This is an important time to take care of oneself, family members, fellow farm workers, and neighbors. Reach out to talk about how you are feeling. Talk to your primary care doctor and local counselor to assess your physical and mental health. Call 211 for listening support, suicidal thoughts, mental health issues, crisis, and referral.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talk to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand-new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small-town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, Congressman Kevin Cramer, Senator-elect Kevin Cramer, with us today on the program answering your questions, brought to you in part by North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply, the supply that's helping meet America's demand by folks committed to using the talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. proving that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. Happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Questions for Congressman Kramer, welcome by phone, 258-0550, or you can text us, 701-367-2054. A couple of texts. Let's take those. Congressman Kramer, can anything be done about Congressman Solwell when he said he would nuke U.S. citizens if they would not give up their guns?
What can be done about him? Well, he could, you know, there could be, you know, attempts at doing various things. I don't know that there's anything you can do to him from a disciplinary standpoint. Obviously, it's a crazy statement, and obviously, he doesn't mean literally he would do that. I know Eric. He's a classmate of mine. He has become quite a celebrity in the Democratic circles, and as you probably know, he's a regular on Tucker Carlson's show, and I've always admired his guts in going on with Tucker and debating issues, and he does it, you know, with a good intellect and strong liberal convictions, but he also does it in a gentlemanly manner. So I've always appreciated that about Eric. But you know, it's one of those crazy statements he probably regrets. I don't know that he's apologized for it or anything like that. But I wouldn't think that the Congress would take the issue up itself, particularly if he would, you know, if he would clarify or apologize for it.
Another text, what happens to Heidi now? She's out of D.C., yes or no?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what her plan is, of course. She doesn't share that stuff with me. But if I was to guess, I mean, knowing Heidi, I think she looks forward to going home. You know, I certainly know that home is the better place to be anyway, and there might even be some relief. I don't know, but you know, as you know, she has family and she has a husband, and they have a home together in Mandan, a nice spot along the river. And I think, you know, I would expect that that's what she'll do. But again, she certainly hasn't confided in me, but she probably has options in front of her. I don't know what they are or what they might be, but I don't imagine she has to be in a hurry to decide either.
Another texter, isn't it time to pull the food stamps out of the farm bill? Has nothing to do with farming, vote each of those items separately.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. People may not know this, or they may have forgotten it, but we did that in the 2014 Farm Bill, the current Farm Bill that we're living under. We did exactly that in the House and passed both of them separately. They were put back together in the conference committee because, of course, the Senate passed a Farm Bill with them together. Is it time to do that? You know, a lot of people advocate for that. However, I would say this on behalf of the farming side of the formula, which is the much, much smaller part of the formula. The politics of passing legislation that provides a safety net for farmers gets very difficult if you don't have members of Congress who represent people who eat rather than people who grow the food, because they have little to no understanding or concern for the risks that farmers take with things that are beyond their control, including the price of the commodity itself. And of course, we all know the weather and international markets, all those things that are beyond the farmer's control. And so that safety net is pretty important. In fact, it's required for bankers to even lend. So it would be difficult to get, for example, 218 votes to pass a farm bill that didn't include some things other than just, you know, the commodity title and the conservation title for agriculture. But as agriculture's needs change and evolve, and we're seeing more and more farmers demanding more freedom, less government intrusion, you'll start finding products and tools that are less government specific and dependent. I think, you know, we can get to a time when we need less government in agriculture rather than more. We've already seen that evolution taking place slowly, and it's a reasonable direction to head. But in the meantime, farm bill, it's unlikely a farm bill would pass. It would be very difficult to pass a farm bill that didn't include some tie to the consumer of the product as well.
So where are we at with the farm bill? Is that going to pass in the lame duck here?
I believe it will, Scotty. And in fact, in terms of where we are right now, it's a great time to ask the question, because I think we're within, you know, a handful or less of disagreements and I think they're pretty minor. The major disagreement right now between the two sides negotiating is the forestry title, a forestry program, because, of course, the House has a loosening. It's not so much a loosening. It's more of a authorizing the Secretary of the Interior and the Secretary of Agriculture, because, as you know, forests fall in those two categories on the public side, whether it's a federal grassland or federal forest under USDA, or whether it's federal lands under the Department of the Interior. And the House bill authorizes them to manage the forests, and the Senate bill does not. And, of course, in California, we just witnessed the near-apocalyptic type of fires that were the result of the poor forest management. People can ridicule Donald Trump for saying so. That doesn't change the fact that that's what it was and is. And we've seen this taking place over the decades. Our forests are becoming more and more tinderboxes because we have old trees that have fallen down, and those trees become, kindling eventually, and underbrush that's not cared for, and forests that aren't refreshed. We have to remember that trees are like wheat in the sense that they are renewable. They just don't renew themselves every year. You don't plant a new crop every year, but if you don't thin them out, if you don't manage them properly and you leave it to nature, then nature can be very cruel. And so can a forest, so can a campfire or a cigarette butt. And so, if we don't clean that fuel out every now and then and manage it better, we're going to continue to see these massive catastrophic forest fires. So that's the big rub right now, because the forest fire in California highlighted this action. And yet, ironically, Scotty, it's people that consider themselves to be environmentalists, maybe even extreme environmentalists, who don't want to allow management of our forests. And somehow, the natural forest fires seem to appeal to them. I don't understand it, but that's the biggest hang up right now in the farm bill. I think when we can come to some agreement on that issue, I think you will have a farm bill, and I think we could have some sort of a text by the end of this week.
Let's go to Dennis in Bismarck with a question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, Senator-elect, I've got a question here. My brother is 100% disabled veteran. He suffers from side effects from Agent Orange, Vietnam. He's had two knees replaced, and he's also got other health issues that he can hardly get around to take care of himself. And he went to the VA there in Bismarck, and they said, yeah, we can help you out. And 3 days later, he gets a letter in the mail and says, no, we have to put you on a waiting list. That kind of irritates me.
We'll give Congressman Cramer a chance to address your question there, Dennis, after the break. So if you would, hang on. Don't go anywhere. Mel in Jamestown, you're on deck. More texts and calls for Congressman Cramer. Welcome on the Talk Radio Town Hall after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck, or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans will have a 53-seat majority in the U.S. Senate with a win by Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in a runoff election yesterday.
The reason we won is because Mississippians know me and they know my heart. And thank you for stepping up, Mississippi.
Hyde-Smith speaking there to her supporters last night after Democrat Mike Espy conceded the race to her. presidential daughter and advisor Ivanka Trump defending her use of a private email account, saying it's nothing like what Hillary Clinton did when she had a private email server. When it comes to Trump's emails,
they're all stored on the White House system. So everything's been preserved. Everything's been archived.
Ivanka Trump was speaking there to ABC's Good Morning America. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
We get to tell you about a great deal. Set of wheels at Puckett's, North Dakota's home for Chevy. That's right. And there's always a deal at the end of this rainbow. There's always a deal. So let's see if we can find a deal here. Okay, from our friends at Puckett's Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Two great stores, by the way, Bismarck and Valley City. And this week's featured vehicle at the Valley City store, it is another one-owner local trade. They're famous for those. It's a 2015 GMC Acadia. Great time of year to get into an SUV. Right now, gas prices are low. 54,000 miles on this one with all-wheel drive. Champagne gold color. That's in demand. Sharp color white. I'm sorry, with a backup camera and the heated seats. So it's certified pre-owned. That means they've gone through a 172-point inspection system and get you an extra 12 months in warranty. OnStar, XM satellite radio, it's all that. Okay, so it's on the lot now at $24,995. If you say, hey, Scott told me about this deal, $1,000 comes off, down to $23,855, a little more than $1,000. Hop online and check it out at PuckledgeValleyCity.com. Their showroom is at 721 West Main Avenue in Valley City, West Main. You can stop by and see that or online at Puckledge.com as well. Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the talk radio town hall continues, and the caller, Dennis from Bismarck, that question before the break for you related to some suggested changes. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is about Dennis's brother, who's 100% disabled, as I understand it. Of course, it must be a Vietnam veteran because he referenced Agent Orange, one of the things he suffered from, as well as knees and whatnot. But what I'm concerned about, Dennis, in listening to this, and I would love to have your brother call and open a case with him if he's willing to do that. You know, just have to sign the disclosure confidentiality agreements, and then we can dig into it a little bit more. But what is bothering me is, you know, we passed and the president signed the VA Mission Act, and that shored up, or supposed to have shored up, the Choice Act. And the Choice Act, of course, which we passed a few years ago, provided an opportunity for veterans to not have to wait in a long line at the VA if they could get into a, you know, local hospital or clinic and get the work done much closer to home and have that choice, particularly when there are these long lines. And so if there's some glitch in that, I'd sure like to know about it. If there's something that's either somebody at the VA is misappropriating or miscommunicating, I'd like to know that. If there's something that needs to be fixed, I sure want to know that as well. But that was the whole point of the VA Mission Act, which, you know, like I said, the President, John Hovind, and I were at the bill signing ceremony for VA Mission Act, which enhanced the Choice Act. So I'd like to check into that for him on a personal level if we're able to. If he's willing to let us do that.
Okay, I'll let him know when I get home to have him contact your office.
That would be great. And he could ask for Randy or Emily, but we're in a little bit of a bind now because, you know, when we take up a case in the House, we can't carry that case with us. It would stay with Representative-elect Armstrong when he becomes a congressman, I believe. But Randy will know all that. We'll be able to work something out because I'd like to dig into this right away and make sure that he has options available to him if he can't get into the VA. Okay?
Yeah, because he's got so many medications, you can't even keep track of them and stuff like that.
Well, that's unfortunate. I sure appreciate his service as well, of course. It raises another issue speaking of the Senate, you know, and Agent Orange, the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act was passed in the House, months ago. I don't even know how long ago now. It's been in the Senate and the VA committee for a long time, and that relates to, you know, of course, to Agent Orange and to members of our Navy that were on the ships that were affected by Agent Orange, but because of poor record keeping by the Pentagon, there's evidently not enough evidence for the VA to compensate for that or to pay for the care. And it's always blows my mind that we default to against the veteran rather than in favor of the veteran. And so the Senate, that bill continues to languish in the Senate like so many other good bills. But the Senate has a tendency to be a little more aligned with the agencies, a little more aligned with the bureaucracy, which is why I couldn't get my Frank Evans legislation passed. We passed it in the House unanimously. They kicked it out in the Senate, kicked it out of the Defense Authorization Act because the Pentagon didn't like it and they didn't want to have to put all those names, those Vietnam veterans' names on the Vietnam Wall, Memorial Wall. So, you know, it's my hope that we can bring a little more of the people's perspective to the Senate than the agency's perspective.
Dennis, if you go to Congressman Kramer's website or have your brother do that, you'll find different office locations and telephone numbers. He mentioned Randy. Randy's in Grand Forks, so try the Grand Forks number and let us know, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Yeah, let me know.
Appreciate it. Love hearing those stories after we connect folks and help out. Let's go to Jamestown with Mel and Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Mel.
Yes, first of all, congratulations, Senator-elect Kramer.
Thanks.
I have a question that is 2 years old. It began when President Obama ended the wet foot, dry foot policy in Florida. When he did that, there were actually Cuban families in boats who had to redirect to Mexico. I never saw a story. I never heard anything about what happened to those people. Since then, I've heard nothing. No lower court rescinded his wet foot, dry foot policy because essentially they're saying that they are no longer considered, the Cubans, to be real refugees, which in my mind, they automatically are. And I expected even Marco Rubio to say something. Nobody is. So, and it's a great foil for President Trump to use against the Democrats because no one is crying about him. And why? Because historically, all of the Cubans have voted Republican.
Yeah, I have to admit, I've looked at that policy closely. So I'd have to dig deeper into it. I mean, I know the fundamentals of it.
Well, the Cubans are locked in. They're
right.
The only group right now that is locked in.
Yeah, I think it's like 1 year or something like that that they're allowed permanent residency or something like that.
No, that's what I mean. There's been nothing. Even Fox hasn't aired anything on this.
No, you do not hear a lot about it. There's no question about it.
Yeah. So
anyway,
if you
but they've got the wet foot part, Scott. I think it remind me if this is right, but Mel, that if you're caught in the water prior to getting to land, then you're sent home. But if you get to land, to dry land, then you're dry foot and you're locked in, as you say.
No, well, the thing is, Obama ended that. If they got their foot dry, they were able to stay and claim asylum and were automatically set up for applying for citizenship. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and Obama changed it. Just recently, I think toward the end of his presidency.
2 years ago. Just before he left office.
Good issue, Mel. Appreciate it. Yeah. A lot of folks concerned about it right now. The president will soon have a decision related to the spending he's asking for the wall, related to the overall spending of the country. And a lot of talk that he said, a lot of talk that he will shut down the government if he doesn't get the $5 billion for the funding. In other words, not proceed with the spending bill. Should he? Is that the right approach?
I think right now everything's a negotiation, Scotty. I think we ought to give him the $5 billion for the wall. You know, that's certainly my position, and it's in the House. It was in the House Appropriations Bill, obviously not in the Senate Appropriations Bill, so for Homeland Security. So that'll be a serious part of the negotiation. He's got some leverage, but at the same time, his leverage is waning, as we know. Does a government shutdown enhance his leverage or not? That's the call he'll have to make, of course, along with his team. But and what's the landing point? I don't know, Scotty. Personally, I support the $5 billion for the wall. He's asked for it. I think we've seen enough evidence as of late, not manufactured by him or anybody else. If anything, it was manufactured by advocates for no borders. We've seen the importance of a secure border, and a wall is an important part of that. And I think we ought to get about the business of funding it.
One thing interesting on a shutdown, if there were to be a shutdown in a Trump administration, it would be very different than a shutdown in the Obama administration because of all of the things decided at the executive level, like, for instance, the game of shutting down the World War II memorial with a barricade, open-air memorial, or, you know, asking the Social Security checks don't go, because Barack Obama weaponized the shutdown, didn't he?
Right. He did. He did it quite effectively, but remember, the most recent shutdown was the Schumer shutdown, and that one blew up in Democrats' face. And I think that experience hopefully is, it seems to have anyway taught them a lesson that, you can't always blame the Republicans for a shutdown. In this case, it's hard to say, but I don't know that it's so much at this point about blame as it is about getting the priorities of the country funded properly. And one of the priorities of the country is a secure border. And we're seeing now with, you know, as though we needed more reasons, but we're seeing a pretty strong reason with this caravan that's coming through, that we know now with certainty that at least 600, which is not a small percentage, no matter what anybody says, 600 are known criminals. Some of them are gang members, clearly identified gang members. And it's not peaceful asylum seekers that rush the border wall or the border gates and throw stones and bottles at federal police officers. That is not the same as a church-sponsored refugee who got the appropriate visa to get to the United States. And so it's, you know, it's time to admit that a wall has a role in not just in securing the border, but in sending a strong message that the United States doesn't have an open border, that you don't get to just walk across any old time in any old place you want and use your children as shields, if you will, and not expect to be sent back home. So we want the right kind of immigration, not wide open borders for anybody that wants to walk across.
Let me squeeze one more question in before the break from Curtis in Williston. Go ahead for Congressman Kramer. Curtis?
Hey, I had a quick question if you need help out. I'm a retired military, moved up here to Watford and stuff like that, from North Dakota. Well, I get a pension every month, and I also did 21 years in the active army.
Well,
so, of course, I can't live off that, you know, but
right.
So my question is, so let's say I work up here in Williston now, and let's say take home 60 grand, and then my retirement's 20. They take out taxes for that, and then the next thing I know when I do my end of year taxes, I'm paying in because they don't take, they add my retirement plus my...
Curtis, hold that thought. We'll continue on the math there for Congressman Kramer after the break. Travel advisories lifted, by the way, by the DOT now.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093, 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So I don't forget. A lot of folks have asked about an interview we did last Friday with an incredible woman who was an orphan in Ethiopia and left as a young child, went to Kenya, bided her time, and eventually came to the United States legally. And so she has got quite an effort going on right now. There is someone else from Ethiopia who she was familiar with. I'd never heard of in my life. The guy's name is Serafel Demisi. And he, too, is from Ethiopia. He, especially in the Ethiopian community, is, I would say, kind of like a Billy Graham, you know, and has a great message. Does not say this is about me, says it's about God. But he is most famous for some really miraculous healings that happen, you know, at these events that he holds. And he does a lot of them. So he's coming to Fergus Falls as a favor to Shigetu, who, you know, organized this event. And it's December 8th and 9th. And we had an interview Friday, and every day I get another half dozen. Tell me more. What's the date? Well, you know, what people want, because they just heard a little bit about it. But it's a Minnesota gospel movement. It is happening in Fergus Falls. I'll give you a telephone number so you can get all the details you need. But it's December 8th, 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., December 9th at 2 p.m. And the number is 612-545-6103. 612-545-6103. Okay, there I did it. I kept my promise. We like to do that here on the program. All right, so Curtis in Williston, you were telling us, you know, essentially some concerns related to health care costs and out-of-pocket costs. And go ahead and pick up from there for Congressman Cramer.
Well, like yeah. I was saying, when you retire out of military, they take yep. taxes out for whatever, let's say you're banking $20,000 a year.
Sure.
So they take the taxes out for, you know, what that amount is. And right. state tax, of course, you know, like I moved, I'm from North Dakota, so when I moved back, I had to set up to have North Dakota take the taxes out also.
Sure.
Well,
okay.
when it comes down to doing your filing taxes, let's say you make 60 grand
yep.
up here, or you know, from your job.
Your job, yep.
They add your, that to your, from your retirement is 20, so you're making 80,000. Well,
okay.
they tax you for 80,000. So the last couple of years, I've been paying in 2,100. So this last year, I got tired of doing it. So I'm taking $450 out of my retirement, 25% to the highest I want to go to cover, so I don't have to pay taxes on something I'm already getting taxed.
I see. Okay, so that 20,000 in essence, by adding it to the 60, puts you in a higher category.
Yeah, it puts me at 80,000.
Got it. Okay.
Tax you for 80,000.
Sure. And so you're taking out what's appropriate for the 20. Okay. So this is the first time I've heard of this sort of scenario, Curtis. So I'll have my guys check into that. Scotty, I think what we can do is maybe just bring this up next week on the show and see what the answer is I can come up with. If there's some accommodation for that to separate the pension from the current.
This is what I did, Congressman. I called the VA. I mean, I thought I did something wrong on my side.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Okay. And so I was like, okay, what do I, and the guy I talked to, really knowledgeable guy, you know, he said, listen, we can't change anything. It's going to be up to Congress to change it.
In the tax.
Well,
sure.
I have no faith in that. I'm sorry.
You'd be waiting a while for either. And it's funny, you get that ping pong back and forth. Curtis, hang on. I'm going to have Daniel get your number, and then Congressman Cramer will check into this, and we'll have an update on the year.
But I'm interested in the policy, because Curtis raises an important point here, that if this requires a change in tax law, and we should look at that. Or maybe it's just a bad idea all the way around. Maybe it's the right thing is to add all those things. I don't know. I'm not judging. But he raises an issue that I've never considered or heard about before. And I don't think that the consideration is unreasonable at all. I just haven't worked through it in my own mind. So, yeah, Curtis, we will dig into it, the policy, and I'll talk to the tax guys. I can tell you right now there's a lot of talk on the floor because we have tax extenders. That's another issue, Scott, that'll take a whole show. But tax extenders that have to be passed or that will be up to be passed, and I don't think they have the votes yet to pass them. You know, this might be one of those issues we should look at, and at the very least score it, see what the cost, if you will, to the government is if the pension was separated from the wages rather than have it be a, you know, total income that might put you at a higher tax bracket. Although I was going to say that may have changed with the tax law, but it wouldn't have. The brackets changed, you know, downward, but there's still too many brackets in my mind. point.
So if you would, Curtis, hang on. Daniel will get your telephone number, and we'll be in touch. And for everybody else, listen next week, and we'll give you an update on that particular issue. We have a very short amount of time left, but we have gotten a couple of questions about Loretta Lynch and the tarmac tapes. Any chance of an investigation there?
Well, it'll be interesting, Sky, because you know full well that the House, when they become Democratic controlled, will not be doing any investigations into the previous administration. I'm not sure what the status is at the Department of Justice. I think they were looking into that, actually. I thought there was a case on that. Lindsey Graham is probably going to become the new chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he has vowed to do some investigating. I don't know that he's brought that specific issue up or whether that would be part of something else. But it'll be up to Senate Republicans now to do the oversight of the previous administration's activities.
All right. Well, we will pick up where we left off next week. Thank you, sir. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall again. North Central, Northwest, North Dakota, no travel advisory.
Hi, folks. They're listed. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Williston High School Auditorium at 7:30 Thursday, November 29th. Tickets for our all-new show are available to Williston Convention and Visitors Bureau and Medora.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.